5:96. But till the storm passes by, I'll tell you what the God's word tells us to be: instant, in season or out of season, always be ready for what you may be able to do for God. Amen. 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 If you sing in the choir, you ever sing, but you've got to be ready. You've got to be ready. With the events of the last 24, 48 hours, I'm so happy to come to a place that brings comfort to my heart and hopefully yours too. And Brother Joe Klein was such a fine man, such a good friend to me personally, and I'm looking forward to having the opportunity at this funeral on Saturday to talk about a dear brother, a dear worker in Christ, a gentleman who, behind the scenes here at Mount Calvary, did so many things. He'd be here on Sunday morning opening the church up before anybody would get here. Wednesday night he would do the same. When the concert's on Friday night, he was always the one who would come out about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, make sure everything was set up for that group to come in. And his homecoming, I believe, will be a glorious thing. This past Thursday, just 48 hours before we were out here yesterday picking out a plot in the cemetery, 48 hours before that, we were over at Restman Hospital Center, and Terry Lee and Hattie and Bob and Anna Marie, we'd ridden over, and when we walked into that hospital room, we didn't begin by, how are you doing? We didn't begin by, hello. We began by, I can't even walk without you holding my hand. We began by singing. And as soon as we started to sing, you can see Joe's countenance just raise up. He started to sing with us. Didn't get all the words right, but trust me, this morning we didn't get all the words right either. Don't worry about it. But his daughter Cindy started to cry. And as we finished up that first song, she says, you know, he has not smiled for 3 days when you walked in. It just lifted his spirit so much. Then we sang a little more, but I told him, I said, Joe never liked them old slow, just kind of put you to sleep songs in church. He wants something, a little toe tapper. We sang Mansion Over Hilltop and finished up singing the same song that God wouldn't we finish up on the funeral on Saturday. It's going to be Goodbye World. I told all my troubles goodbye, goodbye to each tear and each sigh. This world where I roam cannot be my home. I'm bound for that land in the sky. And he was singing along, and you could just see the smile. What a wonderful comfort we get from God's word, from the music that he has given us, and from those fellow workers that we labor together with, little as much when God is in it. Back in the Old Testament, there's a story I want to read you very quickly. I know I'm at the end of the service when I serve communion, so you listen real fast. So, in Exodus, the second of those 5 books of the old Pentateuch over there in the Old Testament, the second book is called Exodus. And in the 17th chapter, I want to read this for you. This is talking about the victory over the Amalekites. Victory over the Amalekites. Now Amalek came and fought with Israel in Rephidim. And Moses said to Joshua, this is what he said to him. He says, choose up some men and go out and fight with Amalek. Tomorrow I will stand on the top of the hill with the rod of God in my hand. So Joshua did as Moses said to him and fought with Amalek. And Moses and Aaron and Hur went up to the top of the hill. And so it was when Moses held up his hand that Israel prevailed. And when he let down his hand, Amalek prevailed. But Moses' hands, I want you to hear this, Moses' hands became heavy. So they took a stone and put it under him, and he sat on it. And Aaron and Hur supported his hands, one on one side and on the other side. and his hands were steady until the going down of the sun. So Joshua defeated Amalek and his people with the edge of the sword. Heavenly Father, add a special blessing underneath your reading and just open our minds and hearts for a moment, God. We're here to love you and to serve you. We ask this in Jesus' precious name and all God's people. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. The people of Israel, remember, they'd just been led out of captivity. God had allowed them to cross over dry land when he parted that Red Sea. They were fed manna from on high, quail. They also were able to drink water out of a rock. Think of all these miracles that God had used Moses to perform. And guess what? Then they get attacked. God has done all these things, brought them this way, and all of a sudden, they get attacked. You know, God never promises in his word that we'll not have things to deal with. God in his word has never said that you would not get attacked. But I'm here to tell you that God in his word in Romans 8 says that you will never be defeated. There's a difference between being attacked and being defeated. And during his time of the challenge, as he told and he pointed out, he gave men a job to do. If you're around Mount Calvary very long, trust me, you will get a job to do. Somebody will come up and volunteer you. Amen? Amen. Because I believe that each one, each one here has a job to do for him. And then when the job was at its most tiring part, when Moses' hands were heavy, when he couldn't hold up his arms anymore, and he knew because he had the staff of God, when his arm would drop down, then the battle was to be lost. No. What did he do? Two men surrounded him and held his arms up. Now, I believe that if you've had the opportunity to form relationships and friendships with brothers and sisters in Christ, that there are so many times when your arms are heavy that God will allow them to help hold your arms up. Joe Klein, he was one of them guys. He was one of those guys in my life that helped me hold my hands up when I was tired. Lots of work to do around a church. Amen? Amen. But my goodness, it is said when there is teamwork, then the dream works. And I believe that. We're here to celebrate a risen Savior. But we're here to celebrate that one working with another. Now, what does it take to have friendships, relationships like that? I think, first of all, you got to take it to God. I believe that if you pray, and if you pray in this manner, if you ask God to surround you with people, with men and women of faith, that God will do that. And God, through prayer, will strengthen the relationships that you have with them. Secondly, I think that it requires you to take some risk. Now, I know you've got great friendships, and I know at this church I've been so excited there are friendships that have gone back a long time, many years. But if you're going to have a great friendship and you're going to have someone that you can count on, it means that you've got to take a risk. That means that you've got to be ready to kind of expose some of yourself to them. Because they're going to learn about you. And it is only when you are willing in your heart of hearts to share your weaknesses with others that God can use them to help lift you up. You got to take it to God. You got to take risk. And I also think that you got to take time. You got to take time. I believe, and folks, I love preaching about things that hit me right between the eyes. I love preaching about things that, boy, that just kind of get at me inside of here. You got to take time for people. I think you have to say, God, make sure that I make it a point in my schedule to spend time and build relationships that God would want you to have. Because there will come a time when your hands are mighty heavy. Now Moses, think about it. He qualified for the senior citizen discount over at McDonald's. He could have got all that 99-cent coffee he'd have wanted. It was a time in his ministry that he had been called upon to do great things, and he had done those. But it never talks about in the scripture why he was tired. It just says that his hands were heavy. Folks, there are people around you that are tired, and their hands are heavy. Are you going to be the one to help hold their arms up? I'm here to tell you that I'm so excited about Mount Calvary because I see it over and over and over and over again. The battles are going to come. The challenges, yes, we are going to face. But through God's help, through God's wisdom, and most of all, through God's strength, He's going to send those to help hold our arms up.